The morning after, regrets scattered among the pile of torn wrappers, a dull ache in the stomach, a half-empty loot bag. Millions of American children awoke with Halloween hangovers this morning. Many tried to sneak a hair of the dog before their parents got up, but in Santa Rosa, California, there was an alternative. A place to deposit the remnants of the night before, a place of autumn alchemy, where candy is transformed into cash. The office of pediatric dentist Stephen Berger, who pays $1 a pound.
Most kids sort through the candy that night, pick out their, quote, favorite pieces, unquote, and then the other pieces of candy that they feel they will not eat, they bring down and sell to us. Some kids bring everything in. It's amazing to see what they bring in. As a former candy-caholic, I can appreciate what they're giving up.
You've been doing it for 5 years. Do you get more and more customers every year?
Yes. The first year we collected 14 pounds, then we collected 43 pounds. The third year was 101 pounds, and last year we collected 263 pounds.
And this year, so far
this
today?
This year I'm setting as my goal 500 pounds, which I like to think of as a quarter of a ton.
What do you do with all of this stuff?
Well, what we're doing this year is we have an arrangement with a local garbage company, and they're going to provide a full-scale garbage truck for us, and the kids are going to actually put the candy into the back of the garbage truck. This is the message to them, that candy and sugar products are essentially garbage, and what better way than to visually show them, you know, what we think of it.
How much do most kids make from you?
I'd say the average child comes in and gets between $2 and $5. Last year we had two sisters bring in 22 pounds, and they were real aggressive about going out and getting the candy.
Has a child ever shown up and had a bag of candy, and then when it really came down to delivering the goods, changed his mind?
I've had kids, you know, kind of hold on to it for a little bit longer than most of the other kids. And some of the children sort of look wistfully into we used the garbage can before, and they kind of stare at it for a while. It's kind of fascinating.
But they finally give it up?
They all have. They have all given it up, yeah.
Dr. Berger, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Stephen Berger is a pediatric dentist in Santa Rosa, California.
Candyman, Candyman.